A strike at one of the nation's last remaining independent family-owned daily newspapers has reached week number six. In November, reporters and circulation workers at the Youngstown Vindicator in northeastern Ohio walked out over a union contract dispute. Since then, the paper's management has been keeping the Vindicator on the street. But they've gotten help from an unusual outside source, Advanced Publications, whose newspaper chain includes the Oregonian in Portland and the New Orleans Times-Picayune. From member station WKSU, Kevin Niedermeyer reports.
Some media observers wonder why the Youngstown Vindicator is getting help from Advance Publications. That's the 25-paper chain owned by Cy and Donald Newhouse, whose holdings also include Condé Nast magazines. Advance is supplying replacement reporters and other workers from its non-union papers. Stephen Lacey of Michigan State University's Journalism Department says it's not unusual for a strike-bound newspaper to receive reinforcements from other papers within its chain, but he can't remember when that kind of help was offered by a chain to an independent paper.
It's difficult to figure out why that might be happening. Perhaps it represents an interest in eventually buying the newspaper in Youngstown, and of course it is more valuable if it continues to publish than it would be if it closed down.
Vindicator General Manager Mark Brown is spending his days and most nights at the paper's production facility, helping keep a daily edition on the street. He says Advance's assistance is simply a newspaper industry tradition with no ulterior motive.
There's never been any discussion of sale to them or anyone else. There's never been any interest expressed by them or any other people who are helping us through this. Everybody tries to find some conspiracy or some kind of strange connection, but there really isn't. They just offered to help out when we put out a general call that we needed some assistance in order to keep things going.
Brown says the company cannot meet the union's contract demands because it's been losing money since 1997, and he contends that Advance's help is not a strike-breaking maneuver, as some people have speculated.
We're in a very competitive market here. We're the only union paper in this area. And if we don't keep our operations going and we don't remain viable, we're not going to have as many jobs available for the folks on the picket line to come back to. So the union may characterize the people that are coming in here and helping out as strike breakers, but the fact of the matter is they're job savers.
Advance Publication official Mark Newhouse has no comment about the situation. Youngstown Newspaper Union President Tony Marcota says he's not surprised Advance is helping the Vindicator's management. He speculates that Advance could end up owning the paper, but for now, he says the strikers are not fazed by the outside assistance.
No, it hasn't had any effect whatsoever. You look at their product, it looks like a little tear sheet. I mean, that's not much of a newspaper that's going out right now.
Marcota says the union is girding for a long strike. Other family newspaper owners are watching the situation closely. Jim Dybel is president of the unionized independent Erie Times News in Pennsylvania. He doesn't know why Advance Publications is helping, but he's glad the Vindicator is staying afloat. He says ultimately, for independent papers to survive, there has to be a partnership between management and the unions.
And hopefully the folks in Youngstown will find a way to mend their differences and go forward and keep a family-owned newspaper in existence.
Dybel estimates a fifth of America's more than 1,000 daily papers are still family-owned, a figure that's been steadily dropping. Meanwhile, no new talks between the Youngstown Vindicator's management and striking union are scheduled. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Kent, Ohio.